And online at WEOL.com. Don't forget, you can turn your phone into a radio. Just download that WEOL mobile app. It's a great way to dial us in. No matter how you're listening, glad you have. As we bring you our girls' high school basketball preview here at Wolfie's. 48 hours from now, we're right back here for the boys' high school basketball preview. We'll be here at Wolfie's on Wednesday night for the boys. But tonight we're talking about the girls. Well, we've had a great turnout of coaches. Glad to see them all here. Scott Plazek, girls' head basketball coach at Midview, is up next as he joins us here at the head table. You're literally on the hot seat, aren't you, Scott?
It is hot right here. It is hot.
It's a little warm. It's a little warm, but I'll tell you what. On a nice autumn night, it's not bad as we sit here in the back part of Wolfie's. And let's talk a little bit about Midview girls basketball. I know the last couple of years you've been here, you've talked about the process, putting the building blocks in place. Win-loss-wise, probably not where you want to be yet, but the overall process, Coach, how's that going for you?
It's moving forward. We're a step closer this year. We've gotten a lot quicker this year, a little bit longer. We're going to be very young. We only have three seniors this year, one that's never played before that we kept that can help us defensively and from a leadership standpoint, one junior, and everybody else is going to be sophomores and freshmen out there.
I'm sure you're asking for a lot of buy-in. Hey, girls, you've got to buy into what we're doing here. I know Brian Kelly talked about that earlier over at Oberlin. How do you sense that they are buying in? What sort of body language, verbal language, what do they tell you to say, we get what you're telling us, Coach?
We're going through the growing pains. We're young. We've kind of changed a little bit of the things we're going to be doing. So the buy-in is real, real important from them. They just got to understand the process. And again, we talk about the process again. It's in the long run, it's going to pay off. And just working hard and playing hard is going to be the key to what we're trying to accomplish.
When you've had a couple tough seasons like you guys have, is it better to have a young group, and meaning that they haven't gone through the losses? I mean, you're not a heavily junior-senior team that have had all kinds of losses. Is it better to have a younger group?
Yeah, it actually is, because, like you just said, you know, they haven't experienced the struggles that go with that. So, you know, they're more positive. They come in with a little bit different attitude. A different approach to the game, and they're a little bit easier to mold into that winning attitude type thing that you want to get.
As young as you are, how important is your preseason, your scrimmages, these practices to get you ready for the start of the season?
They're huge. We've been pressing. You know, it's a rough week for us. They got the play going on in the gym and different things going on. So it's a tough week here. We pick up our first scrimmage Wednesday with Firelands. Which is going to tell us a lot. At that point, we're trying some new things, especially defensively, that we have to kind of see them put in action against somebody else to see how that process goes. But they're doing really well. I'm surprised at how well they're actually doing with that. But it's a great group of young young ladies that are just absolutely working their tails off right now.
Take a moment or two and just belt out some names here. Who are some of these young ladies that you're counting on?
Well, we have a couple seniors coming back from last year. Allison Volney and Maddie Milano are coming back as two seniors that played with us a little bit last year. Ashley Calloway is our lone junior this year, very athletic and long, so she's going to help us there. We do return our leader in pretty much every category, offensive category, last year in Kaylee Evans, who was a freshman, who's a sophomore, and we're looking for a lot of big things from her to continue. She worked really hard in the offseason. She's gonna surprise some people with how well she's actually even improved over last year. You know, and then just a whole bunch of other sophomores and freshmen. We're going to kind of see who fits where and go from there.
Again, we're talking with Scott Plazek, girls' head basketball coach over at Midview, as they get ready to embark on a girls' high school basketball season. How will you measure success with a young team in a tough conference, the SWC? Again, you can't really pay a lot of attention to that scoreboard, or at least the results. So how will you measure success, Scott?
Again, just being competitive. We'd never really even had single digit. You know, we're losing double digits night in and night out. So closing that gap and actually being in contention in the fourth quarter in games is going to be a real a real improvement for us. If we can get there, like you said, the conference is there's no running away. There's 18 games right there that night in and night out we really have to battle. But if we can just hang in there, and I think we can surprise some people.
18 games, you can't do anything about it. So you've only got four other games. Where you are in this process, is it real important, those non-conference games? And I haven't seen your schedule yet, so how did you go about trying to get four teams? I would imagine trying to get some wins there are real important.
Yeah, we want to, in being a Division I school, we want to make sure those are Division I schools too.
Okay.
So we're kind of making a run through the Senate League. We will see Rhodes and John Marshall and John Adams, and then we have Valley Forge also on the schedule there as our four non-conference games. So, yeah, we had to schedule games that we hopefully can be very, very competitive in and possibly put some W's on the board there. And like I said, in the conference, hopefully we can surprise a couple people and steal a few games there.
Coach, as you look at this season upcoming, and again, you understand that the process that you go through, in the end, what's the goal? What do you want to see this team accomplish?
Being competitive. Being there in the fourth quarter. I really want to see them just being competitive and being in there to battle at the end. Like I said, mostly, in the past few seasons, it's over by the fourth quarter. It's we're down 20, 30 points, and it's kind of a mute point at that point. I'd rather see us be in and preparing for down the road. Like we said, it's a process. So I think we're going to take that step forward this year. I think we're going to be right there a lot of times. And as we make that transition to being competitive, we need those closer games, because down the road in a year or two, you want to win those close games. You want to be
Absolutely.
Winning all those games. So we want to win them now. But just being there at this point is going to be a challenge, because you're going to run into bumps where they haven't been there. So they're not going to know how to react. And until we get them into those situations – where they can react and know what to expect, it'll take time.
Absolutely, I'm sure it tests your patience once in a while.
It sure is. It sure is. But we're going to keep pushing forward. We're going to stay positive. We're going to get this. We're going to get this done.
There you go. Hey, always appreciate you stopping out. Really appreciate you coming by. I know it's a busy time for every coach, so for you to spend a few moments with us, we appreciate it very much.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Plaza, girls head basketball coach at Midview, as he once again takes the time to come on out and join us here at Wolfie. Scott hasn't missed any of these. He's a regular.
He's always here, and we always appreciate listening to Scott. A longtime coach at Southview, now been at Midview for a while, and he's one of the good guys. Really like to see them get that thing turned around.
And again, the daunting challenge is not only to get that team to buy in, as he said, but knowing that SWC, I mean, there are such good basketball teams and good coaches. Not that you just throw in the white towel, but, man, you've got to take your program from one level to a big level just to be competitive in that conference.
Right, and I think for them, they really have to try to score more points. I mean, they've just been struggling at the offensive end. They've got to find a way to put the ball in the basket a little more consistently.
All right, that's a whole other hour in the book, and we still got a batch of coaches to go through. Wow, we've had a great turnout here tonight. Very, very cool to see them all here as girls high school basketball coaches just continue to walk in the door. My goodness, we're going to have a busy third hour. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick timeout for news and then a whole lot more on the WEOL Nick Abraham. Elyria Ford Girls High School Basketball Preview Show. We're live at Wolfie's on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.